You are now in tune to the continuing sound of the young. Yeah, we've heard the jingle, we've seen the redesign, and we've seen the articles in the Derbyshire Times. But now this documentary takes you behind the scenes on a story where 5 years ago a new station was launched on the world. It proved itself to be creative, outspoken, but never ever boring. So let's start at the beginning, shall we? Yeah, back in the mid-2000s, if you're an upcoming artist, specialist music fan or DJ, then there were only three ways of getting heard. One was to beg commercial radio to give you some airtime. The other was if you were lucky enough to know someone in the business. The third was a reality talent competition. Reality talent competition? Yeah, right. However, there was a fourth less spoke about option, and that option was pirate radio, where DJs and MCs would travel to the inner cities to be heard on illegal FM stations. Seeing that there wasn't much opportunity, myself, DJ Spook and three other individuals went on to found our own station, broadcasting to the heart of Derbyshire from a small bedroom in Chesterfield. A 15-year-old had an idea to bring popular unknown music to the core of the suburbs. Then with this new mission in mind, DJs quickly started saving up as much money as they could to get the transmitter. I remember doing some of the worst odd jobs ever in order to get that transmitter. I won't go into detail, but honestly, they were the worst odd jobs ever. I remember begging, stealing, borrowing, doing anything I could in order to get that transmitter. And then we eventually ended up getting the our first turntables and a mixer. So it was only a matter of time before we hooked it up and eventually did our first test broadcast. But in order to do that, we'd have to figure out all the frequencies. Well, figure out which frequency to use, obviously. Whether or not we'd be causing any trouble to emergency services or anything like that. Because, of course, if you got found out knocking out emergency services, it would be like an instant station visit from the authorities. So that's the last thing we wanted. So we spent ages researching, saving money, researching, saving money, researching, saving money, until eventually we made it and got on the airwaves. But of course we had to get the team together as well. So later, station members such as DJ Rizzler and Steve the engineer came on board to help us out, which then brought the team up to a good 4 or 5. And then we were ready for our test broadcast.
Now, unlike today, when I could just simply ad-lib my lines, beforehand I was just a nervous 15-year-old kid sitting in the studio waiting for the door possibly to get kicked off. So, my first broadcast really didn't consist of much music, just me terrified in front of a microphone going,
However, it did get better with time. DJs from all over the country came to DJ on Notorious. There was also cases of people as far afield from the West Midlands of Birmingham wanting to get involved. Also, the style of music has changed quite a lot in the last 5 years. We've showcased everything from hip-hop to grime. Even some of our own productions.
But life on the station wasn't always sweet. Eventually, after broadcasting illegally for so long, we began to attract attention from the government's Office of Communications, otherwise known as Ofcom.
But even though we were seeing surveillance vehicles outside the studio, we did not stop. We had no fear and were determined to keep pushing on until the very end. Which came in the form of a raid on May the 12th at 10 to 10 p.m. At that time, Notorious was silent. But not for long. People regrouped, reformed, and pretty soon the station was back on track, only this time as a legitimate internet radio station designed to help unsigned artists and youth within the Derbyshire area. However, since then, the station has helped many artists, such as Razor.
Every single time I lift my head up, I get pushed down. Every single time I pick myself up, I get pushed down. Every single time I try and hit it, I get pushed down. Every single time I make an attempt.
Vida I.
Three cheers to them younger mans uploading them beats. Three cheers to the famine and peeps. Three cheers to the streets. Three cheers to them women and peace. Three cheers to living hope and then dreams. Shots.
And that game twist is my nothing. Bring back. Glow.
But what does the future hold for Notorious? Well, there's only one way to find out.